Hello and welcome to episode 348 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. At least I think it's 348. I think I may
Oh,
have
now you
messed
want me
up the
to
numbering.
check. Now you want me to
Okay.
check. Okay, keep talking. I will confirm that in a minute.
Okay. Yes. Anyway, welcome to the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. I am Doug. I am joined by Simon. We are a movie review podcast, like I said. We will go into spoilers on these movies.
What?
Some of them, they're really hard to discuss without getting into spoilers, I hate to say.
Oh,
So if
crap.
we talk about something that you haven't seen, maybe skip ahead a few minutes, go watch the movie and come back and re-listen after you've seen it.
Your number is correct.
So I was correct this time. Yes, 348.
I checked. You know what, Doug? I've been here a long time.
You have.
I've been here since episode one. I'm the only member still on every episode.
That we're getting close to episode 350.
I know, and I'm going to be having a drink. Well, I might start drinking 349, but I'll get into that story in a second.
Okay, well, I mean, I have a seltzer. Are you going to be drinking something harder than that?
Yeah, I went to Montreal on the weekend and I did my annual pilgrimage of buying beer.
Okay.
So if I wasn't having to leave partway through this episode, so people realize we're doing a two-part recording, so I might be wearing a different shirt when they come back. I was going to be drinking tonight, but I will be on the next episode. I'm going to have a drink because I'm going to start talking about drinks and chips.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of things to do that I need to start finishing up in my fridge. So,
Okay, that's
oh,
fair.
by the way, I said this week's chips are something called Chimo Spring Onion, and these are either from Austria or Hungary. A friend of mine named Attila, who travels because his wife works for an airline, brought these back for me.
Okay.
I want everybody to know
Nice.
I hate onions, like hate them. But for you guys on the show, I'm going to try this.
Well, I appreciate the sacrifice that you're making.
There we go.
I'm watching Simon eat them. He's
I'm not
contemplating.
sure. Nope, not, nope, not, not, nope.
Okay, I guess there
I'm
was a
out.
bit too much onion
Yeah,
flavor
I
in that
thought they
one.
might be like sour cream and onion, but I think they're like a fresh onion, like those, not like a big onion, like they look on the package, they taste like that.
Okay.
Nope, not eating them. But it also is funny. I have a friend at work named Bruno who eats everything I don't eat, people. So don't worry, I don't waste them.
Okay.
I literally give them away to the next person. He loves them.
As long as they're going to a good home.
So yeah, I was in Montreal. I mean, if you follow, you don't follow me on Facebook, you're out of luck, but that's where you find all my Montreal photos. I do got to discuss with people. I'm fussy about donuts. Donuts are one of my favorite things to eat. And I mean, I don't mind Dunkin' Donuts, but they're not really donuts to me. They're kind of just McDonald's of donuts. And in Canada, we have Tim Hortons, and I don't even want to talk about their donuts because they're disgusting.
Aren't Tim Horton, they're owned by Burger King, I think, right?
They
Or
are owned by Burger King. They used to be
okay.
their own personal place, and they used to not have, they used to make them fresh. And then as the years went on, they made frozen donuts. Now they're all frozen and just reheated.
Okay.
And they taste like crap, so don't eat them. So there's this place in Kingston, Ontario. I'm sure nobody's ever heard of it, even though where Kingston is on a map, but it's about a 2.5 to 3 hour drive from my house. You make a right, you go down Division Street. So I'm giving people exact directions. And it's about 15 minutes off the highway. So there's a donut store in this mall, strip mall. You're like, why am I here? I'm going to get shot. That's the one. And it's called Coffee Way Donuts. They make crullers I remember as a kid.
Okay.
So I bought 12 of them. So they're sitting in my freezer. So I'll be eating those some episodes,
Okay.
maybe. So that's all I have to say. How's everything else going, Doug?
Things are going pretty much the way that they have been going. Nothing new, nothing exciting, just everything work and work as usual. So Nothing new to report here.
I do have something to report, but I'm going to save it for a surprise for one episode.
Okay.
I do have a poster unveiling. Somebody mailed me, Brian
Okay.
Scuttle mailed me all the posters I asked for from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
So I have them all sealed. So I haven't opened it yet. So maybe we'll do an unboxing on YouTube, I think, but I will show a few here
Okay.
after I film the video. And Extra Features is out on YouTube and Extra Features podcast, I think.
Excellent.
And
Now
oh,
everybody can
last
see our
question.
gorgeous faces. Yes.
Before Kate, has Kate joined Letterboxd yet?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Then I'm not mentioning her ever again.
Okay.
She's done until she joins Letterboxd. So Kate, this is your ultimatum. Until you join Letterboxd, I'm going to talk about you in third person. No more name mention, unless I screw up.
Which is possible, but okay.
Because I like to have fun, Kate, just so you know. Continue on, Doug.
Right. Well, I mean, I have nothing new to report unless you want to jump into some movies here.
Good enough for me. Oh, by the way, I'm only drinking something non-exciting Diet Coke. I don't have anything exciting today.
All right. Well, our first movie of the week is Jurassic World Rebirth,
I saw it.
directed by Gareth Edwards,
I
starring
like him.
Scarlett Johansson,
Yeah.
Mahershala Ali,
Yes.
Jonathan Bailey. I could I'll jump in here and I will say I did not like this movie. I didn't care about ScarJo and Mahershala's motives, which felt very forced into it in this one scene where they just discussed, oh yeah, you lost your mom. Oh yeah, you lost your kid. And then we're supposed to care about them now. It seemed very ham-fisted to me. I hated the family that just kind of showed up
Oh, you and me both.
after half an hour into this movie. It seemed like everything they did was just the wrong choice, and they got into danger at every turn. I didn't like that the big threats were not dinosaurs, but some kind of mutated kaiju monsters. I want dinosaurs in my dinosaur movie. My favorite scene was the T-Rex scene because that was exciting. I liked the T-Rex. Didn't care about any of the other stuff. Yeah, I just really did not like this movie, and I hated the opening where everything goes down because one stray Snickers wrapper gets sucked into the system, and that destroys apparently all the internal safety protocols and gets people eaten. I gave this a 2 out of 5 because it had the special effects look good.
Well,
Everything else, just no.
I liked it better than Doug. I gave it a 3.
Okay.
So I didn't trash. Now let's get into what I didn't like. Why is this family out here? Like, does this dad know nothing? Like,
Apparently not.
why are you on a boat near a dinosaur island that everybody seems to know still has dinosaurs on it? But this guy.
Yeah, it was. Well, he said they've done it many times before, but I don't.
Have they? Do you really believe that? Like, I could put that in my script too, but this guy has not done this before.
No, it was dumb. And what mother allows the kids to go with the father for however long this trip is, if they're circumnavigating the globe, I can't talk tonight. Where was the mother in all of this? Like, is this some kind of messy divorce where the father
Well,
gets the kids for the summer or something? I don't
that's
know.
what I think. So we continue on from there. Then I felt that they show up to the island. Scarlo just magically shows up and rescues them. I did, couldn't care less. Only because magically it's the first dinosaur they need. Okay, fine. Then we go to the island, and you're like, oh, well, things are going to happen at the island. And of course, all the random people, I don't know their names, get killed off. No idea who these people are. Couldn't remember them. Don't even know what they did. And I'm like, here they go, one after another. I'm like, fine. Then I quite enjoyed the scene with the boat and the raft. I thought that was the best scene in the film with the T-Rex, the one you liked.
Yes.
I thought that was enjoyable. And then Pedro, whatever his name was, needs to go. Like that kid, who would let their guy dad take that guy in the boat, first off?
Yeah, it was dumb.
Like that guy wouldn't have made, dad knows what he's like beforehand. So he shouldn't be in this movie. He needs to go. So let's move along. So we're getting further, things are happening. And the guy drops the book, and ScarJo goes into Black Widow mode because she's playing the same character as Black Widow. I convinced she's Black Widow because she shows no emotion. And I'm like, okay, this is boring. I really felt when we got through the first half of the movie, it became a video game. And I was watching a live action player play a game. Okay, so we've done
Yeah.
this, and now I'm going to the final. You know where I'm going now. When they're in the base. Have you ever played Dino Crisis?
No, I have not.
It's an old catcall game, which I love. This is Dino Crisis. It's exactly how Dino Crisis is played.
Okay.
Dinos chase you. The thing with the gate, I'm like, this is Dino Crisis. I've played this game. I've seen this already. And then as soon as the chopper came in, I'm like, well, we know what's going to happen now.
Yes.
Okay, I'm so far trying to be forgiving to this film because I'm kind of liking parts of it. But my worst part, Mahershala Ali sacrificed himself.
Yeah, in a way, yes.
And I tell myself, I'm ruinous right now. I don't care if people have your reward. And then I'm like, when's the flare going to show up? We see him with the flare. I'm like, wow, that's really impressive that he got from way over there to 10,000 feet down the beach to get the ride.
Yes.
How is that possible? Movie magic?
Exact, and his little beret never left his head.
Never, never. So we knew which black guy it was. Like, I think just in case we're confused, because they killed off one black guy. The other black guy we wouldn't have recognized without the beret, because we're white and we get confused easily.
Well, one guy was French, and the other's a two-time Oscar winner.
Yeah, they're really hard to figure out, right?
It was not a good movie. I am under the impression that the Jurassic franchise only has one good movie in it.
You are correct, and I think this is the second best movie in the franchise.
I would say maybe the third for me.
Oh, I hate that movie.
I kind of like the sequel, the original sequel. I like the Tyrannosaurus in San Francisco.
Is
I
it New
like
York or
that.
San Francisco?
I thought
I
it
thought
was
it was
San
New
Fran.
York.
I don't think it
Sorry,
was
it's
New
been
York. I think
long.
it
It's
was
been
a
a long time.
California
I
city.
believe you. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, I like the dinosaur in the US city scene. I like that in the sequel, so. But yeah, other than the original Jurassic Park, I don't think there's really any other good movies in this franchise.
I agree.
All right. So are you ready to go on to Superman?
I guess so, if I watched it.
All right. Superman, directed by James Gunn, starring David Cornsweet, Rachel Brosnahan, Nicholas Hoult, and a bunch of other people, but those are the three big ones. So it's your turn to go first.
Oh, hey, finally, something I enjoy. What a delight. Absolutely nailed almost everything I could want in a Superman movie. Love Superman. Wish Lois Lane had more to do. But that was okay
Okay.
because Jimmy Olsen was awesome.
Yes.
Now, I'm watching Superman. I'm kind of into it. I love the stupid dog. I cannot believe how much I love Krypto. But not as much as I love Metamorpho. So I'm going to continue on. My dog's wandered off for some reason, but we'll continue on talking about why I like Superman. So as I'm watching this film, there's parts that just make me giddy. Lex Luthor shows up, I get big stupid grin on my face. Number five shows up, I get a big stupid grin on my face. Everything makes me happy in this film. No, one thing really did make me happy though, when Metamorpho showed up. I lost it. Like geek and all over. And I also like the callbacks for Mercy. Otis gets a callback. And it's just stuff like that made me have. I love this film. Absolutely solid Superman film. I didn't like
Nice.
his costume. That's one of my biggest problems with the costume.
Okay.
I love the last scene. I love. Who was that guy? I forgot. Mr. Terrific was phenomenal. Absolutely impressed me. And Guy Gardner, perfect casting. Oh my God. I cannot believe. I'm not sure why Hawk Girl was here because I don't think she had anything to do. And then put on her CW costume that looked like somebody bought off a back lot and borrowed it. It was terrible. So I want to give Superman full credit. Absolutely fantastically done. Great dialogue, nice script, and I freaking loved it.
I am surprised because I know in the past you have had taken issue with James Gunn movies.
I have, and
I
I
know
think
you
Jonathan's
are not
one
a
right.
big gun fan, so.
I'm not a big gun fan, but he did it. He understood Superman. I'm quite shocked coming out of this how much I enjoyed it.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I mean, I
And
love
I've
this
seen
movie.
both end credit scenes. If that's the next thing you're going to attack me for, I saw both.
Okay.
And, oh, one more thing I forgot. The parents were okay.
Okay. I mean, I love this movie. I gave it 4 out of 5. I think my biggest complaints were that the engineer, Hawk Girl, and to a certain extent, Mr. Terrific didn't get, you didn't really get much information about them. You didn't get their motivations. Mr. Terrific had the best action scene in the movie. He was cool as hell. He just never really got a lot of information about him. You never really learned who he is or why he does what he does. But he was cool as hell. I love the humor in this movie. Jimmy Olsen's Jesus Christ was absolutely perfect for me. I laughed every time I see that. I've seen the movie 3 times so far.
What?
Yes, I've gone to see this 3 times.
Well, who has time for that? You don't have time to record the
Apparently, I
show, but you
do.
have time to see a movie 3 times?
Yes. Well, one of the times I did not have to pay for.
Right, you went there.
Owen has a job at AMC theaters now, so he gets free tickets. So one of the times he took me to see Superman. So he himself has seen it 7 or 8 times
Well,
so
he works
far.
in a
So.
movie theater and he has
Yes.
time.
But yeah, I love this movie. I think the casting from top to bottom was fantastic. It did get a little CGI heavy in the pocket universe scene
Well, it's a
where,
pocket universe. How else is it gonna work?
yeah, when they're trying to escape from that Ion River or whatever it was, the antimatter
But
river.
I don't know how else you. Okay, tell me how else they're
Yeah.
supposed to do that scene.
No, I understand. But what I was going to say is it was very CGI heavy there, but that made the ending, even though it had a lot of CGI, it didn't feel as CGI heavy to me as that scene. I think
Okay, I'll give
having
you
that
that
scene
too.
earlier helped the ending feel a little more open. I really enjoyed this movie. It was a 4 out of 5 for me.
It's 4 to 5 for me too, but I just want to say, Nicholas Holt, I love Nicholas Holt. Why does he get no respect?
Oh, he does. I think he gets respect. I just think he doesn't get Oscar nominations, but
Well, that's fine. I don't think he's Oscar worthy yet in anything I've seen.
that's fair, but I think he gets plenty of respect. He
Okay.
he's been in
But
tons of
from people talking
movies.
about Superman, nobody talks about Lex Luthor in this film. I think he was phenomenal.
Really, everybody I've talked to has said how much they like his Lex,
But they
that
don't
he
state
was.
that. They state how much they like Mr. Terrific, how much they like Krypto, Supergirl. I don't hear Lex love.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah, Holt was amazing.
Good. That's good.
Here's the movie. I wonder how we're gonna it, how we're gonna differ or feel the same. The next movie is Eddington, directed by
Oh, I
Ari
know how I
Aster,
feel.
starring Joaquin Phoenix, Pedro Pascal, Luke Grimes, Austin Butler, and Emma Stone. I will start off with my score. I gave it a 5 out of 5. I love this
Wow.
movie. It was a Coen Brothers film. If the Coen Brothers embraced all their darkness that they put into something like Blood Simple or No Country for Old Men, I felt every character in this movie was so richly drawn. I understood everybody's motives. Even if they were just being selfish assholes, I understood where they were coming from. Even a character like Joaquin's Joe, a character who I would disagree with politically, I was starting to feel a lot of sympathy for him. As soon as I started to feel that sympathy, okay, big spoilers. He goes and murders three people in one evening, and all of my sympathy for him vanished at that point. Yeah, I just love the way all the characters were written. I love the way this movie was shot. One of the things that really stuck with me, it was a small part of the movie, but I loved Austin Butler's cult leader. I love the fact that he was pretty small time if you look at it. When they looked at his website, he wasn't doing appearances in like New York or LA or Houston or Chicago, any of the major cities. He was doing it in like Tempe, Arizona, he like mid-level cities. And so he knew his place. And when he told his story at that dinner that Joe had prepared for his wife, but Austin Butler's character showed up and he told his quote unquote origin story that made absolutely no sense. Joaquin's Joe called him out on it right away. But then Austin Butler's character had a response to that that made even less sense. But you could see the people wanting to believe him so much that they just went with it. It's small character, but I love the way he was written. Yeah, I love this movie. It might be my favorite movie of the year so far.
Hey, you want to score first, or you want me to talk about it first? I'll give you either.
I surprise me.
So, okay. I watched the film. I thought this was the slowest burn of a film I'd seen in ages.
Okay.
Like, literally riveting at times, but moves very slow. And I mean, slow moving the plot out. Oh my God, to the point of watching paint dry. But it was interesting. And it built so nicely. I was shocked how much this film builds as it goes. Constantly, constantly building. To the point that I thought Joaquin and Pedro were going to go at it. I really thought that that was where we were going to go. And then the big thing happens to Pedro and the thing. I'm like, what? I did not see that coming. Sorry, you got me. You set me up perfectly and struck me down. And then the film hits 10 right after that. The end of this movie blew me away. Absolutely one of the most phenomenal endings of a film I think I've ever seen. So I gotta say, I could rewatch the last half an hour of this film 100 times. Like
Okay.
when he breaks into the shop and pulls out the item.
Yes.
I'm just like, what the? I mean, I love this movie. I gotta get tell you, my score is a 4 out of 5.
Wow,
It
okay.
might be number one on my list right now, and I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's how much I love
Nice.
this. And people got to know, I texted, Doug made a comment on Facebook, and I put Ari Aster's new film, I think he wrote. And I
I
put
think I
either
said it.
love him or hate him. And that was my only comment. So Doug has no idea where I'm going. Absolutely phenomenally done. Sucks me in. Great film all the way ahead. And Doug, just so you know, I appreciate you.
Okay.
So just so you know, we're good, I hope.
Yes.
Okay, because that was insane.
I also want to mention how funny this movie is at
Oh,
times
it's
too.
hysterical.
It might sound like a very serious drama, but there are moments that just made me laugh so hard. When the one white kid is explaining to his parents over dinner about how, we shouldn't have all the voice, we should be giving our voice to other people, and it's not my fault I'm white and what, and then the father just goes, "What the fuck are you talking about?" It's such a funny movie at times too.
Oh no, the end to me, like I thought the film was gonna be over when things happened at the end. But no,
Yes.
there's almost like an epilogue. I'm like,
Yes.
why do we need this? It's just because somebody has to have more hardship. Is that what you want me to feel? Because you did it. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that epilogue was to show who the true villain of the piece was.
Okay. That's true.
And yeah, I don't want to spoil it for
I'm trying
people,
very
but
hard not to,
yeah.
so.
But I think that epilogue was to show who the true villain was, and that yes, the villain wins.
Yeah, which I love. So that's a win.
Yes.
So there you go, Doug. I like the film you thought I would hate.
I didn't know. I was very curious to see how you would feel about this
I
movie.
thought you'd be impressed, and I enjoyed it so much.
Nice. Yes.
Two
I
and a half
love this
hours,
movie.
people. This is a long bird.
It is, but I think it's worth it. Although,
So do
to
I.
be fair, I know people who hated it.
I accept
It's
that.
a very divisive film. It's not for everybody.
Oh, absolutely. I know people that could tell me this is the biggest pile of crap they've ever seen. And I would understand why they're saying it.
Yes, absolutely. I loved it.
So do I.
But the question is, will you love Old Guard 2? Directed by Victoria Mahoney, starring Charlize Theron, Kiki Layne, and Uma Thurman.
You're going first? No, it's my turn
I
to go
went
first.
first on Eddington, so it's your
So I
turn.
did bring notes. I want people to know I actually watched the film with notes
Oh, wow.
because I
Okay.
got so annoyed during it, I started taking notes.
Okay.
Okay, these are my issues. Is it just notes? Too many quick cuts, bad editing, just cut, 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 cut. Terrible action sequences. Absolutely bored the crap out of me, all of them. When it might have been interesting, too many tight shots right after. So now we're right in on everybody. Acting is terrible. Don't know why, it just is. She goes by Discord. What a bad name. In
Yes.
my notes. Uma shows up? Really? Why is Uma here? I'm just gotta take my glasses off. I apologize. I can't read my glasses on. Four men with a band and a black guy. Really? We could do better. 40 men down and still lost? Really? Direction is out of a TV director and it shows. Oh, great. Another bad fight scene. So slow. So, and I wrote the ending is just dumb.
Yes.
So this is my notes as I'm watching the film. I was so pissed off, I wrote them out for you. So I wouldn't forget what to say. I'm disappointed with this film.
Okay.
I think they went on the cheap and hired somebody that has no idea what they're doing. Because it clearly
Yeah.
shows on screen that this is a TV filmmaker.
Yes.
It felt like a TV show. And then I got even pissed. It's a be continued? Are you kidding me?
If we get a part three, I will be shocked.
Oh, we're watching it.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
I guess I will start off with giving full disclosure watching this
Oh,
movie.
one out of five.
I went the same. I'm 1.5 out of 5. I don't know where that 0.5 came from, but full
Yeah, in your
disclosure, I
favor.
fell asleep while watching this movie.
Oh, absolutely, you could have.
At the very end, when they're coming, what was it, like a nuclear power plant or something?
It looked like a bad green screen.
Yeah, it looked, to me, it looked like an airport or something, but I think it might
I
have
think
been
they're in
a
a giant soundstage.
nuclear, whatever.
Oh, what supposed to be a nuclear power plant of some kind, I think.
Yeah, I fell asleep when the quote unquote good guys were coming in.
Oh, good. That's perfect time to fall asleep. That half an hour is just a bad fight scene.
I eventually woke up right before Charlize and Uma had their fight. So
It meant nothing.
I got to see their fight. But really, everything you've said is 100% true. This movie, it's for a movie that has actors I genuinely like, Charlize Theron, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Uma Thurman, even Kiki Layne. Nobody was good in this movie.
No, bad direction.
The story was bad. Like you said, the fight scenes were very generic and basic. Yeah, I did not like this movie and I fell asleep during it.
I completely understandable. Garbage.
Yes. Okay, our next movie is a movie you've been trying to get on the list for a while. You've made it a Doug's pick, but I never did. It is Fun,
What, four
directed by.
times? I think it was four
Yes.
times. I finally said, screw Doc, he's watching this film.
Yes. 1994 film directed by Rafal Zelinski, starring Alicia Witt, Renee Humphrey, William R. Moses, and Leslie Hope. I think it's my turn to go first. I hated this movie. This movie was the definition of shrill to me. It was loud and high-pitched and excessively annoying. It was super low budget. I love Alicia Witt. I don't think she was very good in this movie. She was very young. I thought both girls were incredibly obnoxious. There was that one scene where the girl who's not Alicia Witt is with the counselor, I guess, and the counselor's asking for a neck rub. I thought that was highly inappropriate and just weird. All the time I was watching this, I was comparing it to the Peter Jackson film Heavenly Creatures.
Yes, seen
Similar
that too.
story, but Heavenly Creatures is much better made. The acting is a lot better. I gave this a 1 out of 5. I really did not like this movie.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell Doug I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
I
Okay.
friggin' love this thing. I liked its zany nature. I loved it was
Okay.
bouncing around. I liked the use of black and white and color constantly.
Okay.
I had so much fun watching this. Absolutely thought it did exactly what they were supposed to do.
Okay.
Everybody, it was just zaniness. It made no sense. And I don't think it was supposed to. And the counselors, I didn't mind those scenes. I just was having fun with this universe world. I
Okay.
absolutely friggin' loved it. I loved them running around, calling each other's names. I love everybody was getting annoyed. I liked they were just trying things out. And I
Okay.
quite liked it for its experimentation, which I obviously you hate it.
Yeah, it just felt very low budget, very,
But that's
very
indie
shrill.
filmmaking.
Shrill is the word that
But
comes to mind
my
to
argument
me.
is that's what you get for a low budget film, and this is what this was. And I liked
True.
what they did with their money. They had no money. It's pretty evident.
Yeah, but then a few years ago we watched Peter Jackson's first movie, Bad Taste. And I think about how much better that was. I didn't feel like the treble was turned all the way up
Right,
and
I
that
agree with that, but I
people
think
were
that was.
screeching.
I think you're missing that.
Yeah.
That's what these characters are supposed to be, a very annoying two women. that nobody likes, nobody wants to hang with, and everyone wants to slap them because they're just such jackasses all day.
But I also didn't find any of the adult characters likable.
I did like
The
the newspaper guy. I didn't mind him.
I he was okay until the very end when he's like, "She's dead. Do you have a comment?" I felt that,
I
and then the
loved
whole
it.
I didn't know. It annoyed the hell out of me. I this movie, yeah. That
Friggin' love fun.
normally we're reversed here. Normally I'm the one
No,
loving on something,
this I
and you're
friggin' had
hating.
so much fun with. I think you missed the point of this. This is
Okay.
zany fun. Annoying characters, just being annoying for the sake of being annoying. And just her teens. This is how teens act, teen girls. Maybe you don't have teen girls. Maybe you can't relate. But I got a lot of this. And that old lady was quite nice to them, I want to say.
She was nice to them. She did not deserve what she got.
Definitely not.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, this movie was not for me.
Oh, this movie is totally up my alley. Just friggin' loved it.
Okay. All right. Our next movie is our next in the Vincent Minnelli catalog. We are doing The Pirate, directed by Vincent Minnelli, starring Judy Garland and Gene Kelly. It's your turn to go first.
Oh, God, I want to apologize right now for making you watch this. That opening song was god awful.
Yes.
Awful. And never got better. It just continually getting worse, this film. Just when I didn't think it would get worse, it did. I just
Yes.
found the acting sloppy. I don't know what Gene. That was. No, it wasn't. Oh my God.
It's Gene Kelly was
Thank you, Gene.
the
I
lead.
said Gene
Yeah.
Autry. I'm
Okay.
like, Gene Kelly is dancing circles around everybody.
Well, yeah, I
Judy
mean, he's
Garland looked
Gene
like she was
Kelly.
frozen in animation as he's dancing around her. I'm just like, Minnelli, why this film? You wanted to make this. This is a complete pile of garbage. Every song stunk. I thought the storyline stunk. I thought it was dumb. Every song pretty much annoyed me. Judy Garland keeps proving to me she can't act. She was a one-hit wonder in one good movie. That's it. I mean, I don't think she's good. I'm going to get tons of hate mail. I don't care. Judy Garland's not a good actor. Great singer, not a good actor.
Okay, fair.
And just the end of this movie was so dumb.
I actually did a little research on that because
Yes.
Be a Clown, the it sounded a lot like to me like Make 'Em Laugh from
Yes.
Singin' in the Rain.
It's the same thing.
And I was like, is it the same song? So I had to look it up, and no, they're different songs, but very similar. I tend to agree with everything you said. This movie just wasn't it wasn't good. Ending on Be a Clown, I was like, it made me think of Singin' in the Rain, which I'm like, that was a much better movie. I did not care for this Vincent Minnelli film. I think so far I've liked one of his movies. And one I didn't hate, The Clock, I think it was called.
Yes, you like that one.
Yes.
And you
But
like the other one with
yeah, the one we
Piper.
did last time, the one that had
Yes.
now I'm blanking on the actor's name. But yeah, that one wasn't bad. This
Katharine
one,
Hepburn.
yes. This one, it's a 1.5 out of 5 for me. Just
I'm
for
with
Gene
you.
Kelly's dancing.
I'm with you 100%. Let's go on.
Okay, our next movie is The Reavers from 1969,
Oh.
directed by Mark Rydell, starring Steve McQueen, Sharon Farrell, and Will Greer. I think it's my turn to go first here. I have no idea what my true feelings on this movie are.
Oh, I know what mine are.
It felt a lot like a Wonderful World of Disney movie in the beginning. It had that look and feel to
It
it.
did.
The John Williams score, I saw he was Oscar nominated for this, so the score was top notch. Very different from like his big blockbuster type music. I enjoyed it. Steve McQueen looked like he was having fun here. But then there were some wild swings in tone. Like I said, it kind of felt like a Wonderful World of Disney. But then people are using the N-word in this movie. And then there's whores in a whorehouse and kids, one kid threatening to stab another. And there's like a fight with the knife. There's gambling. It's definitely not a Disney movie. But it looked and felt like one. It was, I truly don't know if I would recommend this movie. I didn't hate it. I actually found myself enjoying it. I think ultimately I gave it a 3 out of 5, but it's definitely an oddity for me. It has the look and feel of Disney film. A Disney live action film, but it definitely is not, is how I would describe it.
Oh, we are so different on this one. I absolutely friggin' hated this film most of the time.
Okay.
I'm like, this is boring as crap, predictable, nonsensical. That part when the truck gets stuck, I'm like, this is dumb. The horse race, dumb.
It
You
felt
know
kind of
what I mean?
episodic. It felt like
Exactly. I just
each bit was
couldn't
an
get into it.
episode.
I'm like,
Okay.
really, Steve McQueen? This is what we're choosing, a kids film?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who this is for. It's not for adults. And kids, it's got a lot of swearing, so I don't think it's for them either.
Yeah, and it has whores and gambling and
I
very
just,
adult themes at
I was
times.
uninterested in this film pretty much after the first 20 minutes.
Okay.
I'm like, what am I watching? I know I'm a Steve McQueen completist, but maybe I should have skipped this one. But I can't because that would upset me. I hadn't seen it. I tried hard. I didn't find the dialogue interesting. I didn't find Steve
Okay.
McQueen interesting. I found this little kid annoying. I just didn't like anybody in this.
Okay.
Like,
Okay.
nobody even brought me in. The bad guy, we knew he was going to cheat.
Yes.
And I'm kind of like, eh, okay, sure. Not for me. And that's the only way. I gave it a 1 out of 5. I just
Oh,
don't
wow.
care.
Okay.
I
Okay.
really, true hate it. Just so you know, I think we have 7 left. 7 or 6.
Seven McQueens. Okay.
7 McQueens. All right, I got the next person picked. So as soon as we're done him, we will
Okay.
continue on with the next person.
All right. And
Listen, I
next.
have these filmographies I need to finish off.
That's fair. That is
So
fair.
that's where they're coming from. And Steve McQueen's just one of my favorites, so I'm trying to finish. But don't worry, I
Okay.
left you 2 good ones to pick coming up. But we probably
Okay.
won't get those till the end.
I felt like I was picking a lot of end of McQueen career, so I wanted to go for something earlier this time.
Listen, we still have that We the People movie that you keep to keep avoiding.
Right. Well, this will bring us to our last movie of the episode. It is a documentary called Beyond the Mat, directed
Oh,
by Barry W. Blaustein.
the Doug pick.
Yes, the Doug pick. I think it's your turn to go first here.
I have always wanted to see this. It's one of those things I've started before and just never finished for whatever reason. So I finally sat down. I gotta say, I think this was poorly made.
Okay.
I think it doesn't show what I'm looking for. Like, it seems to have 3 distinct stories, and I didn't find any of them really that interesting. I mean,
Okay.
I thought they spend way too much time with Jake and the Snake, and he doesn't really talk. Like, he just shows me what he does. Well, his daughter doesn't like him. Okay. His dad doesn't like him. Okay. He's a bit of a prick. Okay, I got that. Like, He doesn't really talk to these people. He more narrates over what he sees. You know, this, I'm like, oh, okay. And I mean, Jake the Snake women thing, okay, well, that's his choice, but I need more. What does Jake do every day? Right? Does he just drive
Okay.
around cars, go to wrestling matches? Like, he made a lot of money in WWE, but now it looks like he has no money.
Well,
So, did
yeah,
he
because
waste it all?
he I'm thinking that's what happened. Yeah, he with
But
his
that's not addressed.
addictions.
That's not his, I
Okay.
mean, he addresses his addiction. And the Terry Funk story is kind of okay, but it really doesn't go anywhere either. You know?
Okay.
Again, I felt there was no depth to this. It was just like, we're going to show you a day in the life of this person, move on to the next person. The Foley one was kind of nice because at least it was, they seemed, I liked the backstage stuff where I got to see young Stephanie, and I'm a huge wrestling fan, so I can see everybody young. And
Okay.
people I didn't see, I kind of like that. You know what I did feel? This is what I felt the most through the Foley for his kids. Watching him get chair shot after chair shot after chair shot. I felt bad for his kids. I'm like, oh my God. Imagine watching your dad get chair shots continuously. I'm like,
Yeah.
oh God, why would you? I mean, I understand you want your kids to see you wrestle, but is that really the place?
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna be. I think I like this a little more than you did, actually. I think
Wow. Well, you like documentaries usually more than I
I
do.
do like document. I saw this as kind of, for me, this was a wrestling fan becoming disillusioned with it. Because they're really of the three people we focus on, there really was no happy ending for any of them.
No, none.
So I see Barry Blaustein as a guy who was a terrific wrestling fan, and then when he's doing this documentary, he's getting to see what it's really like, and it's not at all glamorous. It is like these people do have CTE. They you know, their body really does get wrecked, and it causes harm to all sorts, not just physical but mental harm. It hurts the family unit. It hurts every so I kind of saw this as Barry getting disillusioned with something that he loved. And yeah, it aside from just being a documentary, it was a tragedy to me. Mick Foley might have had the best outcome of the three, but it's still, like you said, there were moments like seeing his kids, watching him get his head cracked by The Rock. That's, you know, not fun. Yeah, I kind of like the darkness of this. I think I was a 3.5 out of 5 on this one.
I think I'm around a three, I'd give it. I just
Okay.
felt it's too much narrative. I mean, I love the Paul Heyman stuff,
Okay.
but I'd rather he focus more on Paul Heyman because at least he has something to do. And Paul Heyman's so thin here. I'm shocked. I've forgotten early ECW. I just feel that. I don't know. I just didn't do anything for me. Like, I wanted more talking. Like, Foley talked, which is great. But I
Now,
really felt Terry Funk didn't talk that much and Jake didn't talk that much for a movie about them.
I'm not into WWE, WWF, any of that.
I
Was
am.
this the first big documentary about
Yes.
that?
I think, unless I'm wrong, I'd say
Okay.
yes.
Okay.
But I don't think it really goes into that. It just shows him life beyond the ring. And I think the argument to me is he looked for stories that were dark.
Okay,
You
but
know what I mean? Because he
are
didn't
there
focus on
really?
Hogan. I don't know. There must be a positive. Somebody must have made money.
Well, I mean, somebody like The Rock is now.
Okay, but what about Paul Mr. Wonderful Orndorff? Or. You know, he's still alive, as far as I know. I mean, does everybody go down this dark path afterwards? Like, I need a little bit more information that he's not giving me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just know that
Demolition, like
From what
I've
I've seen, a lot of wrestlers do not have wonderful lives after they retire.
Well, I think the problem is they get stuck in wrestling and they don't know where to go after wrestling. I mean, obviously there's the show circuit.
And
But I mean,
like
how many times, like, look at Virgil. I mean, that guy wants money for everything until he died.
Terry Funk, like we saw, wanted to retire but really couldn't.
I think Terry
Because
Funk just likes wrestling.
I think there was also more to it. I think there was also more like, maybe he didn't save as much as he could have, or maybe he wasn't paid as much as he should have been paid,
Well,
and
that's what I'm
he
wondering.
needed to
How much
continue
money did they
working.
waste? Like, Jake the Snake was top of his game. He must be making decent money.
Was he making like Hulk Hogan or Randy Savage money, though? I'm not
I
sure
would say
about
he
that.
got to be close. I don't know, because I wish they went into more of that kind of thing.
I doubt we'll ever get information about what these people were paid. I bet that's something that McMahon keeps locked away in a vault. He doesn't want to know how much, he
Well,
doesn't
the
want
thing
people to know
is,
how much he's
I
paying
listen to
them.
Hulk Hogan. I love when he says, "I picked up my paycheck and I got my steroids at the same time." So I'm like, is Jake obviously not on steroids? He never looked that buff. I just figured Jake just blew all his money.
I also tend to think that I don't think they were paid as well. I think because I remember way back when Jesse Ventura wanted to unionize the wrestlers, and there was a big push against unionization. So I think there was definitely, at least back then, I don't know what's going on now. I think back then they weren't paid what
I
they
have no
deserved.
idea. I have no idea. I mean, but I mean, I hope they were and they just blew it, because I'd be really upset if they did all this entertainment for me and weren't paid enough. Like, maybe that's why there's not, like, wrestling is high turnover, I guess, because, I mean, if you're not a star, you don't get paid.
Yeah, and I gotta think that even the stars probably don't get paid what they should, which is why a lot
Maybe.
of the big stars now use wrestling as a jumping off point to go to Hollywood.
Well, Cena's pretty good. Forget into Cena and The Rock. I mean, The Rock has proven to me he can't act. He has proven to me time and time again, no, I'll pass.
But
But
he's still.
Cena is a g comic genius.
Yes, John Cena, I do think of this crop of WWE actors, he is the best, I think, John Cena.
Well, Triple H did one movie, I think, maybe two, and disappeared.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, I think, did a movie or two.
He did some WWE films, so did Kane. And Cena did the Marine with his three faces. If you
Okay.
ever see the Marine, he has three looks, and that's it, though.
Really?
And that was it. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
But then Cena started to make a name for himself in like comedies.
Well, he started getting it. Maybe I should be doing comedy, because he plays a straight man so well.
Yes.
And I thought he was good. It kind of proves to me, like, look at comedians do the same thing. They do stand-up comedy, then become actors. Like, Amy Schumer might as well just leave now. She's terrible.
I don't think I haven't seen all of her movies, but the ones I've
I have seen
seen,
them all.
I've okay.
Her last one, Unpregnant, was really bad.
I have not seen that one.
And I look at that one. I look at Jerry Seinfeld. It's not a good actor. I love Seinfeld, but it's so well written.
Yeah, that was, and he was never the best actor on that show.
No,
I
he's
mean,
terrible.
when you have Julia Louis-Dreyfus right there, she's like one of the best actresses.
And Jason Alexander
And
impresses
Jason
people, doesn't he?
Alexander, yes, they're both
Kramer, eh.
amazing.
I agree. So there you go. When me and you
Yeah.
leave this podcast and become actors, we know we need a good supporting cast.
Exactly, yes.
That's what we need. And on that note, oh, did you buy anything, Doug?
I have not
Neither have I.
recently.
So if they make it.
Simon will put it on the list 4 times and I'll not pick it, and then Simon will eventually just say fuck it and make us watch it
Very
anyway.
true. Goodbye.